Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I tried a lot, you know, to make it. I even went abroad to London for 6 months and played on like 3 or 4 different teams there. Even ended up finding like a second division team to play on for a little bit. Had to make a tough decision to stay there and to keep playing and to keep working up the ranks, or to go back and finish college. And I ultimately chose to come back and finish college. I didn't give up at that point, but that was kind of as far as I made it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Benjamin Ritter. Now get this, Ben is a consultant based in Chicago who empowers entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs to create careers they love. He's created an online course called Craft a Job You Love from a Job You Have. He hosts the Live for Yourself podcast, and he does so much more to inspire people. But he totally failed to live up to his dreams of becoming a pro soccer player. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Dr. Benjamin Ritter, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
I am ready.
Fantastic. Let's talk about your desire to be a pro soccer player. I think a lot of people growing up kind of want to go pro with some sport, especially if they're into sports and in junior high and high school. So where did this desire come from? And how far, I guess, I'm curious, did you carry it?
Where did this desire come from? I ask myself this still each and every single day. My dad played pro when he was younger. He wasn't from the U.S. I was born and raised in Chicago, or near Chicago, but played soccer pretty much my whole youth. You know, I played some other sports, but really ended up loving soccer. No idea why. I don't think my dad pushed it on me. I'm not even sure if he wanted me to get as obsessed as I was about the sport. But I just really had a knack for it, and I really enjoyed the game, and I became really passionate about it. And I didn't really choose for it to be my like career pursuit until I think somewhere I heard or was asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you're older? And it has to be something you care about. And the only thing I cared about at the time was to go play soccer because that was fun. I was a kid. Why shouldn't I want to go play soccer all the time? I didn't know anything else about subjects and things like that. So for some reason, I still don't know today, I dedicated every single second of my waking life to becoming a professional soccer player.
It's interesting how you kind of get this idea in your head and you just kind of start running with it. So maybe walk us through, what were those things that you were doing to prepare to be a pro soccer player? And then how did it ultimately not end up working out?
It's strange that I kept going, to be honest, because I was good, but I was never good enough, like to be the star, right? I was never the captain. I was never the leading goal scorer. I was always the guy that probably just made it when it came to getting on like the first division team, or I was always the leading player on the second division team. And just so you know, like I tried a lot to get to where, you know, to make it. I even went abroad to London for 6 months and played on like 3 or 4 different teams there. Even ended up finding like a second division team to play on for a little bit. Had to make a tough decision to stay there and to keep playing and to keep working up the ranks, or to go back and finish college. And I ultimately chose to come back and finish college. I didn't give up at that point, but that was kind of as far as I made it. This really influenced my life in a lot of ways. When I said I spent every minute of my waking life practicing and thinking about soccer and working towards this, I'm not exaggerating. I would wake up at 4 in the morning. I'd go run on the beach, or I'd go to the gym to work out. And then I would go to practice because I was playing for a university at the time. And then after practice, I would probably go to class, or usually it would be class and practice. But then afterwards, I'd eat dinner and then go back to the gym and practice some more and work out. When it came to watching things on TV, I would watch tapes, VHS tapes. I don't know if those exist anymore in people's worlds, but of soccer games that I've recorded, or I would just watch soccer on TV. It was the only thing that I really would spend my time doing. I would visualize practicing soccer. And this really impacted my life, though. I didn't invest in friendships. I became socially awkward. Because I was so set on achieving a specific goal, I doubted myself a lot. I had severe body image issues, severe social like issues in terms of confidence and how I thought people were thinking about me on a daily basis. And that impacted how I played on the field. I remember one time when I realized that my mind was holding me back, my own doubts were holding me back. It was actually one of the things that got me involved in the personal and professional development space, because I was trying to fix it. I was like, I am not confident. This is hurting my ability to play. I went to the coach once after practice and I was like, hey, so I'm like, my mind's getting in the way. And he goes in front of everyone. He's like, I'm not your effing therapist. And that really left a mark, because it meant that you need to go figure this out yourself. You need to go fix this. And sadly, I didn't fix it when I, with soccer, but I did end up fixing it in my life, which was unbelievably important. It motivated me to go figure out how. But so many things got in the way. Like, I had injuries. I ended up getting hip surgery literally a day before my 21st birthday to try to fix myself so I could keep playing. But eventually I made the decision to come back, finish university, tried out a few more times for some higher level teams, and then made a decision, because it wasn't working, that I need to have a different impact on the world, a greater impact on the world. But all of those experiences led me to care about personal and professional development, to become a coach, to really be passionate about health and nutrition and wellness, and really helping others be their own champion.
I love how it led you that way. And it's obvious that, you work really hard at what you want. I mean, getting up at 4 a.m. every day to go and do that and to practice and to, live and breathe soccer like that is pretty impressive. I'm curious if there was a single moment you can recall where you thought, that's it. The soccer dream is over. I have to figure something else out.
There were a few instances. I'll walk you through two or three of them. So I was playing on a D1 team, a Division I team in college athletics, and I was not getting playing time. And I was pissed, because I was like, I am better than these guys. Why am I on the bench? So after 2 years of that, I found a D2 team that invited me out, the number one like D2 team to invite me out and give me a scholarship. And so I went to my coach. I said, I'm leaving, I'm transferring. I moved to California to go play on this team for summer tryouts. This is when my hip was still messed up. I didn't have surgery yet. And I was just powering through it. I was running, one of the things was like run a 5 minute and 15 mile, a 5 minute and 15 second mile. So I was like, I was physically fit, but my hips couldn't handle soccer very well. And end up, after training with them for the summer, they didn't put me on the team. So I ended up transferring universities on a scholarship, didn't end up getting the money, and had to literally curl my tail between my legs and come back to Chicago and go back to the coach that I left and be like, hey, I'm back. Can I come back on the team? Because I wasn't going to go to that university without playing soccer. And he's like, no, you left. You left us. And I was like, man, that was a bad idea. And so my next plan was get the surgery on my hip, heal up, and then go to London. And it's like at that moment, I was like, this could be it. This could be the end of things. Cause didn't seem like there was much chance outside of playing soccer at a major university to get on a pro team. So London was kind of my last ditch effort. And when London didn't pan out immediately, and I was still trying to heal and still trying to power through a bunch of things. When I came back from there too, it was kind of like the second instance of, okay, this isn't going to happen. I need to plan B. And those are the two kind of pinnacle moments in my soccer career where I thought this is probably over.
What is it that you're doing now? What's the thing that's working for you where you are able to make that impact on the world that you mentioned?
Yeah, the first ever talk I gave in front of people was titled "Why Find Your Purpose was the Worst Advice I Ever Received." And it was about this story. And what this story taught me was that purpose can be really powerful, but also really dangerous. And it's important to remember that any purpose you set for yourself, it's really important to remember this, any purpose that you set for yourself was created by you. And so you are always greater than any purpose that you could create. And so having a balance and putting yourself first, living for yourself, which is the name of my company, which is what's working for me right now in terms of leadership coaching, professional development, is something that I try to strive for and get on top of soapboxes and preach as much as I can.
I love that. I love that. Do you have any final advice?
To just keep building off of that, nothing that you're doing right now in your life is more important than your health, than your relationships, and overall your happiness. Whatever you're doing is probably to become happy. Think about that. You are trying to become happy, an emotion which you could actually create right now in this very second by choosing to be happy. So are you living your life or are you chasing life? And please start living your life.
I like that. I like that. It's very pithy and memorable. So where is it that people can go to find you and participate with the impact that you're making?
Everyone, connect with me on LinkedIn if you have a profile there. If you don't, make one. It's literally the place to be for if you're trying to get farther in your career and network. Just look up Dr. Benjamin Ritter. I will pop up. And if you want to learn more about my services, just go to liveforyourselfconsulting.com, liveforyourselfconsulting.com. You can get to all my content that way too.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to say once again, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening. You are greater than any purpose you create for yourself. I think about this sometimes. The meaning we give to life, it's our own. So do something great with it. Make it your own. Special thank you to Benjamin Ritter for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work. I've linked it all down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.